Hi, everybody. I'm Joshua Danziger.
And I'm Ethan Canfield.
Today is Friday, September 3rd, 2021.
And this is The Young Perspective, where we talk about America's biggest political and social dilemmas from the eyes of two high schoolers.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Young Perspective. Before we begin this week's episode, I just want to let everybody know that we deleted last week's episode because it was a very special episode, only up for about 7 days. So if you missed it, you missed it. It's never going to appear again. I'm sorry. But
you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. You don't listen, you don't listen. Now we are back with an interesting one. We haven't had an interview in a long time, but today we've brought in a guest, one of our good friends, Brandon Wolf, to talk about the NFT market and what an NFT is. It's an acronym for something. Well, what is that? Brandon Wolf has a lot of experience in NFTs. He owns multiple himself, and he has seen the market grow and shrink in the past, 9 months or year, when it has been much more apparent in the news and talked about. So welcome, Brandon Wolf, to The Young Perspective.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello, Josh and Ethan. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
So, Brandon, we'd like to start off by asking you, what is an NFT? What does it stand for? And really trying to explain to us what it is in simple terms so anyone can understand it.
Yeah, so an NFT emerged from what is called a colored coin. And colored coins are tokens that represent real-world assets. So they can be used to prove ownership of any asset, really, from precious metals, equities, and real estate.
But what does NFT stand for? What does that mean?
NFT stands for non-fungible token. So something that isn't fungible, something that you can't really have access to physically.
So from my understanding, a non-fungible token is a token that is not replaceable. So fungible things are everyday objects like pencils, like our microphones that we're using. They are replaceable. You can buy a new one. But non-fungible means it's not replaceable. There's one of one.
Exactly.
Are the NFTs online, because they're non-fungible, does that mean these are tokens that cannot be replaced, or they're one of one?
Yes, almost all NFTs are one of one. Now, there are certain situations and certain type of NFTs, which I'll talk about later, that are not one of one and have multiple of them.
So but what is an NFT? So when you say I'm going to buy an NFT, what are you actually buying?
An NFT is a token that represents something. So, for instance, Tory Lanez, famous rapper, he made a song album. And that album, instead of releasing it on Spotify, Apple Music, or one of those platforms, what he did was he made a million sort of NFT copies of it. And he sold each of those copies for $1. And then if you bought that copy of the album for $1, you had basically one out of a million ownership of it. And then basically only you and those people could listen to it. So then you could sell that for however much you wanted to.
So you're saying it's there's a million copies, and each copy is individual. So you can't reproduce a copy. So you are the only one who will ever have true ownership of a copy. But doesn't on the internet, if you own a picture as an NFT, it's a piece of art or whatever that somebody designed. If you own that, can't somebody take a picture of that and also have it on their computer?
They can take a picture of it, but you physically have ownership of it.
So, Brent, is this kind of like the idea of when you buy a painting, you own that painting, but other people can view it and see it and see pictures of it online? It's the same idea that with an NFT, you might own the right to that image or that music or whatever it is, that art piece of art that you have, but everyone else can see it and can view it?
Yeah, so it's just a way for you to have ownership in something that isn't physically available. It's something that can be online, so other people can view it and look at it, but it's physically yours by ownership.
But Brandon, how is this similar to a cryptocurrency? Is this like Bitcoin or Ethereum?
So in some ways, it's very similar to something like crypto, like Bitcoin or Ethereum, or even Dogecoin, because there are only a certain amount of these tokens. So for instance, in the Tory Lanez situation, he only had a million of those copies of the album. So in a way, it's like he had this company and he was selling off a certain amount of them. And like Bitcoin, there's only a certain amount of them made. So once you distribute them out and each person has the amount they have, there's really no more of them you can get. So it's like a stock or a crypto in a way.
So it's limited in quantity. Okay.
Yes.
And from my understanding, Brandon, it runs on the same platform that a lot of cryptocurrencies run on, a blockchain, right? And this allows for it to be used on the internet, just like a cryptocurrency, how you would buy and sell it across the internet.
Yeah. So some wallets you can use are Alpha Wallet, Trust Wallet, Pilar, Engine, and Coinbase.
Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about the kind of crypto craze or the NFT craze that went on in this last year, January through May? What happened? Why did NFTs become something that a lot of Americans had heard of now?
Yeah, so this last year, the COVID pandemic happened, and we all had to do our activities online. So all of your favorite YouTubers, actors, rappers, basketball players, they wanted a way to interact with you and give you a piece of what they offer. So in the Tory Lanez situation, he couldn't have any concerts. He couldn't really interact with his fans. So he started his NFT token to really give his fans a piece of what he has to offer. And any other person, like YouTuber, actors, it was a way for them to give their fans something that they created and they worked for.
Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about how you joined the NFT market? What do you do? What have you bought? When did you start getting into this and why?
Yeah. So the very first time I really heard about NFTs on a large scale was actually from the YouTuber, actor, and boxer, Logan Paul. So he was talking about how these things called NFTs were going to be the next crazy thing. And he posted some of his NFTs that he bought, which were these crazy, cool art pictures of different things that he bought. And I saw those and I was pretty interested. I personally love doing stocks and finance, and I love art also. So I thought, well, there's stocks and art all in one.
But what do you own? So you realize that, and then did you buy something?
Yeah. So I use Coinbase as a wallet to buy all my cryptos. So what I did was, a lot of these NFT tokens, like World of Women, they represent things, good causes and charitable organizations. So my very first NFT that I ever bought was a supduck. And a supduck is basically these little kinds of ducks, and they're different designs and patterns, and they're pretty cool. Now, something that I find even more interesting is one called World of Women. And what it does is, for every one that you buy, a portion of it goes to helping women and feminism and a charity. And it's not just for like the fun of owning something. It actually goes to a good cause.
That's really cool. I mean, then these may increase in value too, right?
Yes. So for instance, when I bought my Supduck, I bought it for, I would say, a very low price of, it was close to $100. Wasn't anything too crazy. And now that same Supduck, I don't own it anymore because I sold it. Now, if I kept that same Supduck, it's at about $3,000 right now. Oh, wow. I would say that. Yeah.
And what'd you sell it for?
I sold it for about $600.
Okay. That's not bad.
So does that represent the whole market? I mean, is the whole market growing like that? Have NFTs increased in value that much, or is it that specific Supduck?
I believe that NFTs are a crazy thing happening right now. And the whole market is just on a crazy rise. And pretty much all these NFTs that you can purchase, they're going to go up in value.
So Brandon, would you say that the increase in the values of these NFTs is less about the actual inherent value of an NFT and more about the hype that's going along with them?
Yes, I totally agree. I think a lot of the value is just the hype and the craze and being able to own something cool and interesting and even support your favorite creators.
But well, Brandon, you said it's going to keep going up in value. How long can this exist? Because there's a market concept, especially in stocks and bonds and physical, more traditional assets, called reversion to the mean. So every asset has its true value. And the market may determine that, you know, it's something's worth $100, but if its true value is $75, it will always revert to that value. It'll revert to the mean. So if you're saying, or Ethan's saying that these cryptos are overvalued, how long can they stay overvalued before they return to the mean?
I believe that this whole NFT craze is not going to be something that just happens in 2021 and kind of fizzles out throughout the years. I believe that this is a really big thing that's happening that can really evolutionize the way that creators and other influencers and content creators represent their art and what they have to offer.
But Brandon, these are, at the end of the day, you can't forget that these are valueless objects. You can never extract value in an NFT because it's just a picture online. You know, whereas you know, a painting, it may be just some paint on a canvas, but it's physical. You can touch it. Whereas, you know, stocks, you have some type of ownership in a company, but these are almost meaningless. So why will it continue, you know, increasing value after the hype is gone?
Well, not all physical things are the only things that have value. For instance, if you invest in the S&P 500 or even any stock, really, it's not a physical thing that you can really own. It's something that's out in the world and not really physically able to hold.
All right. So, Brandon, that's pretty interesting. But can you tell us a little bit more about like what you own now? So do you currently hold any NFTs and have you sold anything recently?
Yeah. So one of the NFTs that I personally regret selling was a broad category called CryptoPunks. And CryptoPunks, what they are, they're these little basically like avatar characters, and each of them kind of have their own unique look and style. And I bought my first CryptoPunk. I've owned two in my whole life. I bought it for, I would say, like $300. And right now, that same CryptoPunk that I bought for $300 is now at a whopping $300,000 value.
No way.
No way.
Yeah. So that was one of the biggest mistakes I would say that I will ever make in my life.
And when did you sell it?
Oh, I sold it for about $1,200 but I'll say a few weeks later, because I thought to myself, well, this is a $900 value of profit. So I'm like, wow, this is great. I can't imagine it going any higher than this. Well, little did I know, it would go all the way up to a house practically.
Oh my God, Brandon, that's crazy.
Wow.
I agree.
Oh, wow, that's pretty crazy. Anything else?
I just want to talk about some of the most popular NFTs that you might want to get into. So we have CryptoPunks, we have Art Blocks, Mutant Ape Yacht Club, Bored Ape, ONF Force, MeBits, Curio Cards, Cool Cats, and Bored Ape Kennel Club. But the one that I see that has a great potential, again, this is not financial advice, but the one that I see that has great potential is Cool Cats. Cool Cats right now has a market value of $33.06 million. And wow. I believe that it could get up to even close to the CryptoPunk, which has a market value of $342.86 million.
Wow. So you think it has that much potential?
I think it has a lot of potential.
Brandon, these NFTs you're talking about are insanely high in their price. Are these the highest paid NFTs?
These are some of the more expensive and high scale NFTs that really are popping right now because so many of these influencers are talking about them, which leads their fans to buy them. So these are some of the bigger ones, but there are a bunch of smaller ones that you can get into. And even ones like Tory Lanez, he sold one of his NFT tokens for only $1. So you can buy those and shell out a small amount of cash, but still be able to be in this space.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for joining us on this week's episode of The Young Perspective. Everybody, you want to see Brandon's NFTs, what they look like, we're going to be posting on our Instagram, the_young_perspective, with pictures of what they look like.
If you also want to hear more from us, make sure to check us out on our website, theyoungperspective.net, or you can email us at ejtheyoungperspective@gmail.com. Brandon, would you like to shout out your socials?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at bdog060606. And yeah, that's about it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And remember,
this was The Young Perspective.